All right, high treason is right. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. All the way down to the local level. High treason. The fish rots from the head down, and man, it's rotted all the way down. I mean, just thinking about this, the breadth of how these people act and what they've done just over the last few years. But think about going back to 1913. Income tax, Federal Reserve, 17th Amendment, ADL formed. And then we're at 110 years of total corruption. And of course, it's been a slippery slope. People still took treason and so forth seriously when I was a kid, even teachers and so forth. Taught that, I got that stuff grilled into me. Now it's just treason is fashionable. It's a must to make it. It's a prerequisite. Loyalty is laughable to these people. Honor is a hamstring. It hamstrings you from anything. It's mind blowing. You get these glimpses into how pervasive it is from time to time. You feel normalized in it, and then other things happen, and you're just like, my gosh, where did all these people come from? Where did all these groomers come from in the schools? Are people that silly? This long march through the institutions, it's been rapid. It's been during my lifetime. The slide into the abyss. I shudder to think what the days ahead are going to bring, especially with this default possibility and all this goofy stuff that they've all got planned for us, the CBDC. This is all planned out, unfortunately. They've got this stuff down to – they sat down for I don't know how long ago and wrote this script. But we're coming to this point now where we're going to lose our what's left of this, paper currency and going into this digital crap. And then they're going to try to squeeze those of us that resist. I mean, think about if you, I don't want to say home owner, you're actually a home renter. Especially in states like this where you have to pay real estate tax. But think about that. We're only accepting, in Fed coin or whatever it's going to be. This is getting to the point where the systemic collapse, which is totally planned, it's not going to be spontaneous. No, folks, they've got a day. Guarantee you, they've got a day already plotted out, just like a day of 9/11. They've got a day. And that's when the whole thing's going to go into motion with all these military-age men and so forth and so on. Where's that quote I had from Michael Yon? Now, you see, you get so many tabs open, and then you lose stuff. And I don't know how the hell I lost it, but let me find it one more time. It's up on rents. I'll switch to this tab. Oh, I had it. Okay, so this war, this is a war invasion. These people will later be armed, uniformed, and informed they can take your life and your property. Folks who have followed my war work for many years know that I do not write flippantly or inaccurately, and that I am careful with my words. You are at war, lethal war, ultimate consequences, including genocide. And I would say predominantly white genocide first. Once that happens, totalitarianism, as far as the eye can see. Randomly pick any of my work over the past 20 years, read a dozen random dispatches, do an audit of my accuracy, and action now is death later. That's pretty brutal honesty right there. Sheesh. Now let's get into Dr. Rashid Buttar. Okay. Just died the other day. Very, very hardcore COVID / vax skeptic, you know, blowing a whistle as hard as he could. Let's get clip 12 ready, Mr. Producer. This is the hit job CNN did on him. And then we'll play a minute or so of his last interview. And if others have played it, I apologize. But this is for posterity anyway. Go ahead and roll clip 12.
You think Dr. Fauci is involved in some kind of plot to kill millions of people? I just want to make sure I understand.
Again, Drew, I'm a reasonable person. You're asking me what I think, and I said it could be this, but I can tell you that Dr. Fauci is not an innocent bystander. He's very well aware of what he's doing, and the extent of it and his involvement, I don't know. I'm not privy to that information.
As atrocious as Dr. Buttar's fake conclusions and conspiracy theories are, he is just one of the doctors spreading dangerous COVID disinformation to millions of people across social media, according to the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Dr. Rashid Buttar at one time had more than 1 million followers and is considered one of the top spreaders of disinformation about COVID-19.
More people are dying from the COVID vaccine than from COVID.
That is not true. Neither is his tweet that the Red Cross won't accept blood from people who have had the COVID-19 vaccine. He posted, most who took COVID vaccines will be dead by 2025. But his biggest whopper is the overarching conspiracy theory that COVID was a planned operation, which was politically motivated as part of a secret global plot to depopulate the Earth.
You believe the pandemic was planned?
I do.
Okay, but you don't know by whom?
I have no idea.
And you don't know why?
Well, I suspect that there's the research that's coming now that would indicate that it's probably something to reduce the population or minimize reproduction rates.
It would be laughable if it wasn't so dangerous. Buttar compares COVID and the vaccine to World War II, and Dr. Anthony Fauci to Adolf Hitler.
Fauci is a criminal. You talk about Hitler? Okay, well.
Whoever Dr. Fauci is in your mind, he is a government bureaucrat, and you're comparing him to Hitler, Nazis.
I am.
Who killed 6 million Jews.
I think this number is going to be higher.
Let's be absolutely clear. Lies cost lives in a pandemic. If you're encouraging people not to vaccinate, you will cause people to lose their lives.
Buttar is encouraging people to distrust life-saving vaccines. And like other disinformers, he is using false, twisted information and unproven conspiracies to do it.
Do you think the COVID vaccine works?
I think that the COVID vaccine is very effective at what it was designed for, perhaps, but it's not preventing death. Certainly not.
It's not preventing death?
No.
Even faced with indisputable facts, Buttar doubles down on his belief that life-saving vaccines are more dangerous than the virus itself.
People don't die from COVID. You've already seen the data. So why are we getting a vaccine that causes more deaths than the problem itself?
6.34 billion doses of this vaccine have been given. If you're right, people be dropping dead all around this world.
It's not orchestrated to do that. Each vaccine has been geared up. So you can look at the ingredients of the vaccines themselves. It's all been published.
Complete the sentence. Each vaccine has been geared up for what?
Well, there's a time. Each vaccine is designed it appears to be different. I don't know the details because I'm not a vaccine developer.
Scientific corruption.
Because of his disinformation, Buttar has been removed from Facebook and Instagram, but he's still going strong on Twitter, Telegram, and his own website, all filled with falsehoods.
On September 5th, you retweeted a photo of AstraZeneca packaging that seems to indicate the vaccine was made in 2018. That picture that you retweeted was a doctored photo. It was fake.
Perhaps it was fake, but
why would you do that?
So, Drew, let me ask you something. You're saying it's not reasonable to question the same agencies that have resulted in numerous deaths, i.e. the FDA?
It's reasonable to ask questions. What I don't understand is how you get from your asking questions to your belief. You had 1.2 million followers at one point.
Yes.
They got false information from you. Not correct or challenging medical information. They got a doctored photo.
If I sent a tweet out of a picture that was doctored and I didn't know about it, I'm not perfect. Maybe I did make that mistake. But I'm not making mistakes on the numbers.
The very latest vaccine studies show they remain 90% effective in preventing hospitalization and death. Buttar tells his followers it is the vaccine that is the danger.
We already see thousands of people dying. This Delta variant is all vaccine injured. I mean, the CDC's own data is showing that now.
That's just not true.
I don't want to be part of this mass genocide that I see happening. And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as the worst time in history compared to what World War II happened.
I just want to be straight with you. I think you're crazy.
Before COVID, North Carolina's Board of Medicine reprimanded the...
All right. Now, Mr. Producer, go ahead and get Seven ready. This is like a minute and something of his... just an interview he did the other day, like on the 17th, I believe. And then he strangely passes away on the 18th. Go ahead and roll clip seven.
I went through a very difficult personal health challenge. A few months I was in the ICU. I had been poisoned with this 200 times the amount of what's in the vaccinations. And I've said publicly, you know, you'd have to shoot me in the head with lead, i.e. a bullet, because I'm never going to take the vaccine. So I was actually intentionally poisoned, and part of it was, I believe, right before that CEO, right after that CNN interview. But regardless of what happened, the message I want people to know is remember the importance of exercising free will, and then also as a default, as a backup, slow down and remember that God is in control. And that's all you need to worry about. The rest of it, become as self-sustainable as you can. You know, grow your own food. Try to do whatever you can, because the next thing that's going to happen, it's not going to be another pandemic with the virus, because they know that they've used that up and nobody's going to believe it. So now the next thing is going to be climate change, and then it's going to be the currency of the world, and then it's going to be some other emergency. They're always trying to create these emergencies. But again, remember, just slow down and remember that God's in control. And soon, I don't know whether it's going to be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. I have no idea. But their time is coming to an end. And you know, when people talk about end of times, I believe this is the end of times, but it's not the end of times, like the end world's going to end. I believe it's an end of an era of thousands of years and the new time now where humans are truly going to be in a different place, where abundance will be accepted and understood by everyone, where things that have been hidden from us, things that we say are...
All right, so that's that. You want to have a little fun instead of, you know, because, you know, this doctor was special forces type dude and all this stuff. If, you know, and it makes all of us wonder that are listeners and broadcasters, those of us that have been, you know, for those of you guys that listen to this broadcast, you know, we all went through this whole COVID baloney operation together. And many of us at the beginning thought that, hey, they released some sort of a virus onto the mankind. And I'm still on the fence about the whole thing right now. Viruses exist. They don't. Terrain theory. Let's talk, get clip nine ready since we're still talking about COVID. You know, you had Justice Gorsuch Fear and the desire for safety are powerful forces. They can lead to a clamor for action, almost any action, as long as someone does something to address a perceived threat. A leader or an expert who claims he can fix everything, if only we do exactly as he says, can prove an irresistible force. That really is a fascinating quote due to the fact of the prophecies of the Antichrist and so forth. And people are still talking about Marburg coming up and possibly being an embedded part of the shot that is lying dormant and things of this nature. And, you know, very fascinating. But you got Dr. Brian Artis and Stu Peters, Watch the Water 2, closing chapter. So Brian Artis, he is still standing on this venom angle. Let's go ahead and listen to clip 9.
mRNA technology is solely how to get cells in the human body to manufacture venom. That's it. Y'all can call it anything else you want. You can call the spike proteins if you want to. It doesn't change the fact that they are venom proteins. Go look at the damn weapon. The weapon is venom. I don't know how to make this more clear to you. They are envenomating us, and they are poisoning us with venoms. And they are calling them respiratory side effects or respiratory illnesses. They are not. The venoms mimic respiratory virus symptoms. They synthetically manufacture venoms in bacteria called E. coli, yeast cells, and in mammal cells all around the world. And I've been screaming to the world, if you want to know how to solve the long hauler COVID patients and the exacerbated, exaggerated, horrific outcomes of the vaccine injured, you need to test them all for bacteria and yeast infections. Because once you introduce venom into an environment where those are, they are designed to replicate and manufacture venom in its presence. It's called genetic engineering. They also call it biological engineering, how to get microorganisms like bacteria and yeast and mammal cells to replicate and manufacture venom they're not designed to manufacture on their own. Human beings weren't designed to manufacture venom. Venom's toxic to us. Why are we injecting people with the instructions to do that? That's all mRNA technology is. To clear this up, mRNA technology is solely how to get cells in the human body to manufacture venom. That's it. Y'all can call it anything else you want. You can call the spike proteins if you want to. It doesn't change the fact that they are venom proteins. Go look at the damn weapon. The weapon is venom. I don't know how to make this more clear to you. They are envenomating us, and they are poisoning us with venoms. And they are calling them respiratory side effects or respiratory illnesses. They are not. The venoms mimic respiratory virus symptoms.
All right, so then you got that whole angle there with Dr. Artis talking about this, you know, you've got Karen Kingston talking about like the suite of technologies that's in the patents and so forth. And basically being nanotech. I mean, I don't nanotech producing some sort of a toxin once inside the human body, a venom peptide. I mean, look, I'm kind of science-minded, but I am not a scientist when it comes to these, you know, kinds of things. But I try to find all the different angles and then put them out to the audience, which is what I'm halfway okay at, trying to keep up on different angles. Now, who is Gabe Gore? GG77, Gabe Gore, introducing the new St. Louis circuit attorney. Gabriel Gabe Gore, 777, was officially named the newest St. Louis circuit attorney on Friday. He was appointed by Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson following the abrupt departure of Kim Gardner earlier this week. And we know Gardner, one of these Soros little puppets. Gore brings more than 23 years of experience in private law practice to the table. He has served with the Dowd Bennett law firm since 2010. And the organization describes him as an experienced trial lawyer who concentrates on complex civil litigation and white-collar defense. Dowd Bennett Law Firm. Now, I've been seeing some things about how connected they are, okay? And Dowd Bennett let's see here. It focuses on high stakes litigation and trials, internal and governmental investigations, and appellate representation. All right. It's kind of interesting. I was trying to find a Wikipedia on these guys. But anyway, you get into this guy, and he's got a couple interesting things. Before he worked at Dowd Bennett, he served as a member of the Office of Special Counsel John C. Danforth's Waco investigation from 1999 to 2000. John C. Danforth was a big politician here, senator, and all this stuff in Missouri. He also has experience as an assistant U.S. attorney where he tried federal prosecutions through a drug task force. He had also served as a clerk to the U.S. Court of Appeals. There was something else. In 2014, Governor Jay Nixon appointed Gore to serve on the Ferguson Commission. So he was on Waco, which, you know, I was listening to Kate Daly the other day, and she was really digging into Waco and David Koresh and how well-funded the Branch Davidians were and all this stuff, and basically really kind of making the case for the parallel with Jim Jones. And people have done this over the years, which was we, as many of us suspect, CIA kind of mind control, human herd control experimentation and so forth. And then you had Koresh, and they were selling this badass 68 Camaro of his online that's been floating around, like a 68 SS Camaro black with the white racing stripes. But so this Gore guy, who's going to be the circuit attorney, he was involved with the Waco Commission. Okay, we know how the Clinton and Janet Reno and the ATF and FBI, all the dirty stuff that went down there. And then he's serving on the Ferguson Commission, which many of us suspect was part of a string of racial destabilization psyops that really led up to the whole Floyd thing in 2020. And then you had spinoff things like Kyle Rittenhouse happen and so forth. I mean, it's very, very fascinating. This guy was involved both with Waco and Ferguson post both of these, let's just say, incidents. Okay. And the last thing, he later earned his Juris Doctor from University of Chicago Law School, where he was once taught by, drumroll, future President Barack Obama. Isn't that interesting? Okay. So, pretty fascinating. Now, the big story floating around right now, one of the big ones, is this terror act in the works. 60,000 pounds of explosive ammonium nitrate missing from California-bound train. All right. A chemical used both as a fertilizer and as a component in the creation of explosives has gone missing. 60,000 pounds. The ammonium nitrate allegedly went missing from a rail car that left Cheyenne, Wyoming on April 12th, 2 weeks later, when the train reached a rail stop in the Mojave Desert. An inspection found the rail car was empty. Now, isn't that interesting? The ammonium nitrate came from the company Dyno Noble, which has a plant near Cheyenne. It reported the incident on May 10th to the National Response Center, an agency under the United States Coast Guard that acts as the federal government's sole point of contact for reporting hazardous discharges in the environment or its territories, including chemical spills. So it was reported on May 10th. It's the 21st. A lot of it was on KQED, which is a news organization out of California. So it's a lot of people are kind of saying, look, this has been kept kind of hush hush at least, and it's not, big corporate outlets haven't been all over it. Now, the initial assessment is that a leak through the bottom gate on the rail car may have developed in transit, a separate investigation being included by the FRA, Federal Railroad Administration, suggests that one of the hopper car gates was not properly closed, which could lead to the ammonium nitrate spilling it all along the approximately 800-mile journey. Well, that should be easy to detect whether that's true or not. Just start taking some samples along the rail lines. You wonder about, some people are speculating that, you know, some sort of cell could have took this, some sort of cell that's under the control of our own, somebody like Fake Bombings Incorporated, the FBI type person, they could have took it in order to hook up some patsies. We could have a false flag right here in the very, very near future that could probably be compounded with some sort of debt ceiling op or some sort of currency collapse, something of this nature. It's very, very fascinating that this just all happens, you know, right when the Durham report stuff, the weaponization committee, Durham's about to supposedly testify, do some side of nice bombing like in Beirut, cause some huge, huge thing that's going to just chew the news cycle all the way up. So I don't know. You know, National File had a story up. This just shows further, like, the total death of the judicial system in a lot of areas. So left-wing radical gets sweetheart plea deal in killing of conservative teen. So he'll only spend up to 10 years in prison after his murder charge was dropped to manslaughter. So a 42-year-old guy, Shannon Brandt of Glenfield, North Dakota, pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter in the 2022 politically motivated homicide of 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson. So this prosecutor named Kara Brinster, and if you look her picture up, it's in the National File article, you can tell she's a total left-hard Karen type. They had a conversation at a street festival, and the guy decides to run the poor kid over, and he's going to get only up to 10 years. Totally premeditated. He's a left-winger, though. Left cover for terror. Left cover for crime. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419. I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, we're back. Sit here, radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, this is up on the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, established 1917. Isn't that interesting? 1917. Interesting year. Had the good old Bolshevik stuff going down, Federal Reserve, ADL. Income tax, 17th Amendment. Oh, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. Isn't that nice? After a Nakba event is canceled by Kevin McCarthy, Rashida Tlaib hosts it with help from Bernie Sanders. Now, Nakba meaning catastrophe. That's what they call the founding of Israel, the Palestinians. And look, they're entitled to their opinion. And let me start off by saying I can't stand Rashida Tlaib, okay? I can't stand any of those squad wenches. They're all Marxists. We all know that. They're all traitors. And they all want to implement. They're all DSA people, Democratic Socialists of America types. They're all Marxists, and they all swore a false oath to the Constitution, and they're all domestic enemies. But, you know, you still, when it comes to free speech, when it comes to perspectives, Bernie Sanders has it right. You know, Kevin McCarthy shut this event down in the House of Representatives. Bernie, he offered up an office in the Senate for them to have the meeting. You know, and it's a bunch of speakers, spotlighting Palestinian perspectives on Israel's founding an event on Capitol Hill. And then she also introduced a congressional resolution calling on the suspension of some aid to Israel. Okay, it was called the Nakba 75 and the Palestinian people. Of course, Israel's 75th, they call it the Nakba 75, the catastrophe. And, you know, the people are all over the map on this one. And I'll just leave it there due to the fact that it's interesting that old Bernie offered up a, you know, the Marxists, they got to stick together. And so a lot of the Palestinians have been pushed into revolutionary Marxism. Okay. And that's done purposefully. We know Hamas and Shin Bet, their relationship and so forth and so on. Very interesting just to kind of see that go down. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. Now, this is flying around. Ricky Schroeder, childhood actor. He's getting old. It's interesting watching these childhood actors getting old. But he talks about some, you know, when he was introduced to Hollywood at a young age, and who knows what happened to him. You know, these boys like Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, Charlie Sheen, Emilio Estevez, Ricky Schroeder, all the kids that, you know, Michael Jackson, what happens to all these kids? Who knows? You know what I mean? With all the creeps in the music industry and Hollywood and so forth. Let's go ahead and listen to Ricky Schroeder. Go ahead and play 11.
I was hanging out with the older guys. And on Point Doom, and somebody popped in a cassette tape into a VHS player, and there was a room with a body, I believe it was a male, laying on a table, and people came around the room. It was dimly lit, but they had hoods and robes on, and they had some sort of ritual where they took out a knife and they cut him down the side. It was his right side, and they took out parts of him, and the blood started flowing, and they were chanting, and there was women there, and they took off their clothes, and then they took the blood, and they smeared it on their bodies, and started to be sexual with each other. It was quite disturbing to see. And so, they gave me the cassette, and I took the cassette to somebody I trusted, and we watched it, and they said, never watch that again, and give it back to whoever gave it to you. So I did that, but I was always confused about why they didn't ask where it came from. And so I believe that I met some of the cult members when I was younger. And they could be the Illuminati or tied to them. And if you type in Illuminati backwards, it'll actually take you to the NSA, National Security Agency. So, if in fact we have no accountability or justice, it could be because these people that are supposed to bring us justice and protect and defend the Constitution are corrupted by this cult, which I believe exists in all globally, but it especially has a roots in Hollywood and in the environmental cult and in industry and politics. And so, I have no fear of them. You know, I only fear Jesus. And so, perhaps whoever's investigating these folks needs to go, we need to go a layer below the top and come up from the mid-level who are not cult members, been blackmailed by the cult, possibly. Because that's the only explanation I have for why we haven't had accountability and justice for what they've done to America and continue to do to America while we all just watch. So I share this with the hope that those mid-level people that are investigating in the FBI and the CIA will understand that their superiors, perhaps, will never give us justice because of the level of blackmail involved. All right, that's off my chest.
All right.
That feels better. Now you all know.
Stop it. But, yeah, that's pretty good synopsis of the blackmail system, the how they get everything interdependent, compartmentalized, and a lot of things of this nature. You know, for years on the broadcast, I'd be like, man, you wish there was some sort of a secret. You know, when I was younger, I always thought, man, there's got to be these guys in the government, like in the military and intelligence and so forth, that'll never let our country get past a certain point. I just had this kind of, it was almost a strange faith that there were like, you know, they were the last line of defense before we would slide into some sort of evil dark night. And maybe those people have all been removed. Slowly, progressively, methodically, just taking those people down to where then all of these traitors, these domestic enemies, could all notice each other and be like, all the roadblocks are almost out of our way. Now there's a few left, but they can't stop the flood of what we're about to do. You know, you hope and you pray that that's not the truth. You hope, you know, you hope that things could be turned around. But at the same time, you also have to realize that the wickedness and the evil that's been done, there's going to be a reckoning for it, you know. And so those of us that have a benevolent or an altruistic nature about us that don't want to see this mass suffering that's about to really unfold. I mean, we can see in certain parts of the country already, the veneer of civilization being ripped off. These homeless encampments in the hood, the real brutal parts of the hood where, you know, people have been dumbed down to the point where they can't even tell you, you know, very, let's just say, significant events that even have happened 20 years ago, because that stuff's been scrubbed. That stuff's been scrubbed from the history curriculums and so forth. And so where these kids now are just learning, I don't even want to know what they're learning. I do and I don't, because it's a real double-edged sword. let's have some levity, shall we? Let's everybody get their tranny radar, their tradar. Let's get your tradar up and running, and let's listen to this clip. And you tell me that Brittany Griner is a biological female just by the sounds. Listen, go ahead and roll clip 15 if you would, Mr. Producer.
Griner's first regular season game in more than a year. The WNBA star was released from Russian detention back in December in a prisoner swap after spending nearly 10 months in Russian custody. Griner scored a team-leading 18 points for the Phoenix Mercury. After the game, she shared how she's changed since her ordeal in Russia.
I appreciate everything a little bit more. You know, all the little small moments that, you know, I used to just, like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I don't want to go to practice today, or oh, this, that. Nah, I think that has changed, honestly. You know, just appreciating everything, because, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Now you tell me that that's a woman. Oh, boy. Just absolutely insane. Now, this Rachel Rollins, okay, federal prosecutor, another one. So she resigns in disgrace, okay? So she was the Soros-backed rogue U.S. attorney for the District of Massachusetts. And so she's going to be resigning as the chief federal prosecutor. I mean, in the letter from Henry Koerner in the Office of Special Counsel to President Biden outlining some of these lapses, to put it charitably, Koerner wrote that Rollins' violations of the Hatch Act are among the most egregious transgressions in of the act that the OSC has ever investigated. 155-page report includes emails, texts, and other hard evidence of Rollins' myriad ethical and potentially criminal acts throughout her tenure. I mean, you know, the stuff that this lady did, just it's absolutely insane. And some of the stuff that's mentioned in the article, although damning, don't convey the gravity and depravity of her actions. I mean, you got Chesa Boudin, Marilyn Mosby, Kim Gardner, Kim Fox from Chicago, and now this one. And you know what's fascinating? Boudin is the only white guy in there, and he's the son of the two Weatherman terrorists. But they were all – Soros likes to use black females in this modus operandi of Bolshevik destabilization of inner city districts. Now, what's so crazy is she did this thing. Oh, when she served as the local district attorney in Boston, she issued a policy memo laying out 15 crimes you could commit on her watch without fear of prosecutions. This essentially gave a green light to criminals to destroy property, break into and enter residences, possess drugs to distribute, resist arrest, commit many driving offenses, and more. You know, I've talked about this ad nauseum, but it's just like, see, you let people off for these small things. And some of them aren't small. I mean, resisting arrest and breaking in inner residences. Now, drugs, you know, but destroying property and all this stuff, that stuff trickles up and it boils over. And then people lose that thing that resides within them. It's called self-deterrence. They get emboldened to the point where they just think they're untouchable. And then they go do something really, really crazy. And then boom, you know, New York City has a shoplifting problem and kiosks aren't going to stop it. So like all Democrat-run cities that turned against police in 2020, New York City has a crime problem, including an explosive uptick in shoplifting. Everywhere does. Okay, look at San Fran and all these. You're watching these videos of security guards getting into it with these shoplifters and so forth. Shoplifting may be a nonviolent crime, but it has a disastrous effect on people in the community because stores, including big box stores, respond to theft in two different ways. First, they raise prices. Then, when that proves ineffective, they pick up their marbles and go home by shutting down stores. Okay? And we know about the San Francisco Walgreens, and we know about the Walmarts in Chicago, and then the stuff up in Portland. Crime battered retail giant Target said it expects to suffer as much as $1.3 billion hit to its bottom line because of theft and organized crime. Minneapolis-based chain said its profits will be squeezed by $500 million more than what we saw that last year, when the company lost as much as $800 million from inventory shrink. You know, it's one of these things about living in these last days where even in the book of Revelation, it talks about they repented not of their thefts. And it talks about sorceries, which is drugs and so forth. But thefts, they repented not of their thefts. So New York Mayor Adams seems to have been feeling the heat for the merchants in New York City. So his office has announced a crackdown on shoplifting plan. The new crackdown includes giving first-time offenders intervention programs instead of prosecution, de-escalation training for retail employees, establishing neighborhood retail watch groups to share information about a theft in real time with one another and the police, and installing kiosks in stores to connect would-be thieves with social services programs. Yeah, it's the kiosk, and there's going to connect them with social service so they don't go steal your bottle of booze or your piece of electronics or condoms or whatever these people are stealing. I mean, come on. I mean, we're in such clown world. And here's a quote that was up on NC Renegade. Voltaire declare. And now, what has anarchism to say to all this? This bankruptcy of republicanism, this modern empire that has grown up on the ruins of our early freedom. We say this, that the sin our fathers sinned was they did not trust liberty wholly. They thought it impossible to compromise between liberty and government, believing the latter be a necessary evil. And the moment the compromise was made, the whole misbegotten monster of our present tyranny began to grow. Instruments which are set up to safeguard rights became the very whip with which the free are struck. See, but people think, you know, anarchy might be able to work in a homogeneous society. If we implemented, if we attempted to implement it right now, I don't know how many people will be left after the bloodbath. I have to be honest. Multiple people arrested in at Nebraska Capitol after another violent outbreak due to trans and abortion bills. They've got these people stirred up to the point where I just, you know, I don't know. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad warmly welcomed back into the Arab League after a 12-year ban. And he says, and this is on Information Liberation, it's over for U.S. hegemony. History is being made. President Assad is in Saudi Arabia to participate in the Arab League summit after 12 years of Arab boycott. Arab countries are neglecting Western warnings and threats against those who normalize with Damascus. A new era has begun. We'll see. The people in the Western world that are trying to punk the Arabs into the divide and conquer with Damascus, it's our Jewish-ran government. Because guess what? The Jews want a large swath of Syria for greater Israel. Duh. The Saudi Al Arabiya TV, which was pushing for regime change in Syria day in and day out, is celebrating today the arrival of Assad to Jeddah. Surreal. President Bashar al-Assad was welcomed at Jeddah Airport by Prince Badr bin Sultan bin Abdulaziz, brother of Bandar bin Sultan, who plotted to assassinate Assad in 2013 and asked Arab countries to allocate $2 trillion to remove Assad from power. Very, very fascinating. This, you know, you've had this detente between the Saudis and the Iranians, and now President Assad gets to come back to the Arab League after 12 years. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they could have a knife out for him. Radioactive cloud toward Europe after destruction of a depleted uranium depot in Ukraine. Russian security chiefs alarm. So they sent all this depleted uranium over there to screw up the Russians, and the Russians bombed it. And this is all allegedly, by the way. Erdogan's daughter takes aim at Christianity. The crescent will win over the cross of the West. But if then you get into the rest of the article, a few minutes and the Islamic crescent will break the century of the West. Now, people are saying in the Arabic there it's talking about Christianity. I don't know, but so Erdogan's daughter, you know, talking about Islam crushing the West. But Assad, when he was there at that Arab League, was talking about Ottoman expansionism, taking a swipe at Erdogan. So there's still really no love lost between Erdogan and Assad. And of course, the Turks and some of the Arab states, they don't necessarily play well, and this is all throughout historical stuff, but kind of interesting there. Supreme Court, IRS can obtain bank records of third parties not under investigation. Isn't that nice, Supreme Court, for the good old IRS? Oh yeah, that was founded in, 1913 as well. All right, folks, have a good week. We'll see what happens.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.